Well, let's read scripture together. That will make the most sense. Reading from Matthew. Matthew 5, and starting with verse 13. Reading scripture. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Okay, so now, does this title make sense? I was thinking John might catch it before anybody. Anybody got it? Yeah. What's that?
We need more
something. Okay, good, good. Good. This stemmed, it was just, I'm afraid it's one of those, you know, sort of private things that we're going to make public here. But years ago, back when we were in college, there was an album. It was called Paul And. It was from Paul Stuckey, the member of Peter, Paul, and Mary. And some beautiful music and some very encouraging, enriching stuff that I got out. But there was one song in it that was a mess, and we couldn't, it was called The Moon Tune, and just is nice, kind of catchy little thing, but you couldn't understand anything. And so we would labor over this, and then my senior year I went away, and I came back for a visit, and as I remember it, John met me, you know, at the dorm room, says, we've got it. and just going, we got what? Do I dare come in? What is this? And he says, we figured it out. Come here, and sit down. And they brought me the album cover, and I'm looking at it. And just sort of a sidebar thing here was, there was a new freshman that had come in as well, and well, we'll let you judge. But anyway, I'm sitting there, and he came over and said, here, give me that. I'm smarter than you are. And I thought, could be, but wisdom and social etiquette, I'm still a little ahead on. So anyway, he was laboring over it. And then finally, they, you know, gave me enough hints that Paul Stuckey had taken a song and put the words, but chopped them up in different ways. So that's where I thought, oh, it'd be fun to see if John would catch on to that, and fun for the rest of you that I wasn't speaking in some foreign tongue and needing interpretation. This is, we need more NaCl and photons. We need more salt and light. So how do we do that? Because the scripture just told us, you are the salt and the light. What do we need that for? Isn't there enough around? Well, just interesting to hear it spoken again in open worship and things, you know, darkness and how we need to bring light to that, or during dark times. So we need more light. We need more salt. Salt is one that we may not resonate with as well as they did in Christ's time, because salt was really quite a deal back then, because you could preserve stuff for a lot longer and you could really make more money if you're in business, but you could also help your family out by preserving with the salt. And if it had lost its flavor, lost its usefulness, what do you do with it? You throw it away. There was no other use for it since it had lost its effectiveness, its natural use. So, I I'm probably going to go down this aisle, and once you don't have to do this, because I don't expect everybody to get up and get a drink of water either, but take as small amount as you can, you know, and if you can get it down to just a couple grains, give it a shot. And just see how little it takes to make a difference. Now, for some of you, perhaps you are cutting back on salt or not supposed to have salt. You do not need to participate in this activity. I have enjoy salt. I think that's the only reason we have popcorn on Sunday nights, is so I can have my salt. But, so I'm going to pass, you know, a salt shaker down, and like I said, take as little as you can. If you can get it down to one, a couple grains, just and realize how effective that is. And then perhaps all of us should realize that that's probably about as much as we need to put on, because it would be effective if we take it in small amounts. All right, so that's taking a look at salt. Oh, could you, well, thanks, Bob. And then those of you at the end, if you just want to set them over there, we'll pick them up at the end. So salt, light, or photons, as we put it in the message, that's a unique thing too. Light. Some of you may know all of this, so kind of hang on for a little bit. But what is the distance at night, obviously? What is the distance at night that you can see a match? One match. Got some ideas? How far can you see a match? A block? Okay. You can. How much more? Clear vision. Yeah. Keeping all that in mind. Just a regular match. Yeah. Hold up a torch. Okay. Half a mile. We're getting closer. What's that? 1 mile. All things being good. Yeah, 1 mile. 1 mile. A candle. A little more to it. More lumens, more to it. Candle. Couple miles, at least that, yep. Three, we're getting there. Not quite. What'd you say? A league? Yes. Onward. 3.62 miles. Under ideal conditions, about 3.5 miles. For a point source, just thought you might want this explained to you how this happens. For a point source against a dark background and with a fully dark adapted human eye, the threshold for human visibility, T, that's in foot candles, can be found by this equation. In T equals 0.0828 in brackets K in parentheses B parentheses bracket upwards to plus 0.194 in brackets K in small letter B bracket minus 9.73, where B is the background brightness in nanolamberts and K is equal to 0.43.3, and perfectly dark, clear night will have a brightness of about 100 nanolamberts, and this equation is valid only for backgrounds of 0.1 nanolamberts or greater, which is essentially or totally dark, which we knew that already. Solving this equation for T, the threshold visibility against a background of 0.1 nanolamberts gives us 5.3 times 10 to the increase of 5 foot candles, which is the brightness of one candle at 18,792 feet or 3.6 miles. Allowing for atmospheric attenuation will reduce the number a bit. Those were... That was written by a human being. And... you know, it just, I guess people talk that way. I just wanted to know kind of how far, you know. And I figured, you know, fog and hills and things would come into account, but yeah, they got it down there to pretty fine. Just concerns me a little bit thinking of my son going into engineering. I mean, he may start talking this way. There you go. All right. So that's light. That's light. And it's amazing how much light can pierce the darkness. Even what we might consider the smallest amount of light, a match, it can still pierce the darkness. You've probably heard this and understand it, but there really isn't anything called darkness. There is just more and more absence of light. We don't measure darkness. Oh, well, I guess I should show you this because it's kind of my own thing. I wanted to show you how much effect darkness can have on light. And I thought, well, we're pretty light in here. But I went out last night at 10 o'clock on our back porch, which is even darker than our front porch. I went out and I captured 10 o'clock darkness. I was tired, so I didn't stay up for midnight darkness. But 10 o'clock darkness is still pretty good. And so I put it in this scientific holder, and then, thinking all the way, I put it in a white container so it would reflect all light, and then hermetically sealed with every man's friend duct tape. So, I have this much darkness, and just watch what happens when I loosen 10 o'clock at night darkness. Hermetically sealed. Are you ready? Whoa. Because there is no darkness. There is only the absence of light. And we can't store it up and bring it into a room and that'll make it darker. The only way you make it darker is by getting rid of the light. The world gets darker, it seems like. And it's not because there are so many more units of darkness coming out. There's just not as much light. We're not getting into the dark places. You know, you can make shadows, but as soon as you turn something and get more light, it'll get better. Brightness. We're going to sing that pretty soon. I have a hymnal up here, because I want you to think about that. I've got a few more things to share, but I want you to be thinking about that. In the last verse, it says, Jesus is all the sad world needs today. Blindly men strive, for sin darkens the way. Oh, to draw back the grim curtains of night. One glimpse of Jesus, and all will be bright. Yeah, John 3:9 says that, you know, they wanted the darkness, for their deeds were evil. You want it so that you don't get exposed to the light, because Jesus is going to bring the light. Some other scripture to think about, thinking of the light. Ephesians 5:8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Philippians 2:15. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. If you're somewhat like me, sometimes you don't realize it's getting darker. If things go sort of incrementally, if you have a rheostat thing, you can just sort of start dimming, and you really don't notice. Because your eyes, by God's blessing and your created design, we start adjusting And I wonder if our spiritual eyes sometimes do that too. That at different times I could, that's not right. That's, you know, something needs to happen. I need to bring more light. And maybe my spiritual eyes get a little fuzzy. Oh, well, that looks like it did yesterday, so why do I need to change that? It's not that bad. I mean, we can still see. Certainly that person can still understand. Certainly they can find the scripture on their own. Certainly they'll see Jesus by themselves. I'm to be the light. You are to be the light. You are to be the salt. You're to make a difference. We, really including me in that, we sometimes feel like, oh, I don't want to stand out. I don't want to be that pushy. I don't want to, you know, do something that's going to push them away. You're supposed to just do your thing. And whether that salt may hit a wound for a while, it really is to cure in the long run. Light. Interesting story that came to my mind was thinking back a long time ago, was working at Quakerdale, and Steve Pedigo brought some kids from Chicago Fellowship of Friends. And we were doing some activities and over at Brewer Center, which is the gymnasium, and we came out the door, and there was still the security light and things right outside the door of Brewer Center. But we walked out, and some of the kids, they just stopped for a moment, and one of them truly said, "Wow, it really gets dark at night." And we just thought, we kind of laughed a little bit, well, yeah. But I thought, he'd never seen, being on the streets of Chicago, if you've been there during the night, something's always on. Something was always keeping him from seeing the lights of heaven. And this was sort of a illustration to me that, yeah, it was man-made light that was keeping him from seeing the light. So we are to be Christ's light. And me and myself, try to all I can, it still won't be the same unless I let His light live through me. I can try to shine, I can try to do my thing, but it has to be Christ's light in order for the darkness to be changed. So friends, you are the light of the world. They say, sometimes that, evil happens when good people do nothing. Well, if we're not going to be lights, there will be darkness. We need to be moving so that the darker corners are illuminated, so that Jesus shines bright. So let Him live through you. Be lights this week. Be a little salty. Add some flavor. Add some light to this world. Amen.